Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. B. Mitch in Philly. JP out at the practice facility. I'm over here at the Half Street offices in the studio. And joining us now on the BetQL guest hotline is our friend Josh Norris from Underdog Fantasy. You can find him on Twitter at Josh Norris. Josh, how you doing, man? What's going on?
B. Mitch, love talking to you. JP, every week, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, we're doing well, man. We hope JP stays off because we're trying to find a way to beat him this week, Josh. Our fantasy team is playing his. And Landfill and I have a dilemma here, okay? We'll get to some other things later, but we have to pick a defense. And we're trying to pick defenses when they're playing bad teams. And our possibilities, Kansas City, which is a bad defense, but they're playing the Giants. And we feel if Pat Mahomes and his offense can do a lot. They put him in a one-dimensional thing. Can that defense step up and get us some points?
Oh, no. No, you can't. Here's the thing with defense. Don't, and I know this is like kind of a warped side and way of thinking possibly for you, but for fantasy, all that we care about are sacks and turnovers for defense, okay? And with Kansas City's defense right now, no one's really getting pressure. I mean, Chris Jones still has his plays every game, but it's just the ability of the opposing offense to sit back and do what they want to against that secondary and against that linebacker group that it's almost impossible to play them in any situation. In fact, and maybe we'll get to this game in a moment, Washington's defense might be more likely as something here, just in terms of the pass rushing ability that they have. I would much rather go Washington as a streaming defense this week than I would Kansas City, especially because what the Chiefs are playing the New York Giants, you mentioned, correct?
Yeah.
So it's one where Daniel Jones is getting back so many of his skill position talents and, you know, Kadarius Toney and Saquon Barkley probably this week, plus his mobility. I know he's, you know, a turnover machine in terms of fumbles and interceptions, but that's still not the direction I want to go in with the league's worst defense.
But do you have any kind of landline or a direct line to Dak Prescott? Because we have Dak Prescott on our fantasy team, but JP has CeeDee Lamb, and we need him to throw the ball to Wilson and Cooper this week and not throw it to CeeDee Lamb.
You need Dalton Schultz. You need all those guys.
We need him to throw it to everybody but CeeDee Lamb.
So with Dak, where the Cowboys are right now, they're such a balanced team that they're able to, you know, be victorious and be successful in so many different ways. It's so different than the first four games of last season when they were asking him to throw the ball, you know, 45 times a game. Now with that defense being adequate, with the offensive line being really, really good, they're one of the only teams in the NFL with depth along that offensive line. Plus those two running backs and obviously all the receivers and tight ends, they just don't have to solely rely on the passing game anymore. So, like, to me, while Dak is top three, top four in the NFL in quarterback play right now, you're not seeing like the raw production every single week that you might be seeing from these other quarterbacks that have to, you know, carry their offenses every single week. But I'm with you. I mean, look, Amari Cooper always shows up. Dalton Schultz and Blake Jarwin, they're getting them involved in the screen game. What you're hoping for is a bunch of inside the 5-yard touchdowns for Ezekiel Elliott. That's what you're hoping for.
Yeah, and not nothing with CeeDee Lamb.
Nah, we need a lot of CeeDee Lamb. We are talking with Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider Josh Norris. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Josh on the Underdog Football Show, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcast. Norris, I'm in three leagues. I'm doing quite well, and poorly in my three leagues.
It's a good spectrum.
I'm kind of all over the place, and I'm in different spots of need as far as what you know, if I'm a buyer or a seller or whatever. But what I need the most are running backs. Are there any undervalued backs you think that now is like a good time to trade for?
Oh man, I mean, I feel like everyone needs a running back at this point. It's kind of tough. We've bypassed, I think, the buy low windows of Nick Chubb, the buy low windows of James Robinson. Both of those players are, I think, in store for massive second halves of the season, especially if Nick Chubb gets back this week. It's a Browns offense that we know with Baker that he can't make those difficult throws, at least in my opinion, when it's necessary. And we've always seen Nick Chubb be a player who gets home in fantasy football, even with Kareem Hunt there in the fold as a high value touch passing down inside the 20 yard player. This Nick Chubb usage that we're going to see if he's healthy enough to play this weekend might be along the lines of what we've seen with Dalvin Cook in recent years. And it wouldn't be shocking at all if we see Nick Chubb be a, you know, top three, top five running back the rest of the way. If I had to mention one or two players that I think are overlooked because they don't have like a full feature back workload, it's Melvin Gordon and it's James Conner. Now, James Conner is going to be tough to get in Arizona, but he's the one who's getting all of the inside the 10, inside the 5 yard carries. And we know Arizona's offense putting up a ton of points. And Melvin Gordon, everyone just wants to bench him. But the reason that they're not, and you'll see it this week, is he's a really good football player still. Like, he's super productive, and he's splitting that backfield 50-50 with Javonte Williams right now.
D'Ernest Johnson, I had an unbelievable running game without Chubb and Hunt being there. Will he have any type of play going forward?
Yeah, it's a great question. To me, D'Ernest Johnson is very similar to a name that you guys are really familiar with, and Alfred Morris, in that like there's nothing explosive about his game at all, but he gets his foot in the dirt, he has really good vision, and he gets up the field. And that's perfect in that Stefanski, Shanahan, Kubiak running scheme, right? The issue with that is Nick Chubb is explosive, and he can do all those things. Like, as a pure runner, Nick Chubb's a top five back in the NFL. Now, the complement typically to Nick Chubb is someone that is kind of explosive outside the tackle box, someone who is super adept and confident in the passing game. Now, I don't necessarily think like Demetric Felton is on the same, you know, playing the same game, let's even put it that way, as Kareem Hunt is. Now, I think that maybe D'Ernest might get 5 to 7 to 10 touches with Kareem Hunt out, but it's not going to be nearly the 60-40, 50-50 split as we've seen it in recent weeks with those two lead backs in the Browns.
Norris, I just sent a trade proposal, Keenan Allen for James Conner. You think that'll get it done?
No, don't give away. What are you doing, JP? We can't give away Keenan Allen.
No,
I told you, I got
let
8 billion. This isn't in our league, B. This is in a different league. I've got 8 million receivers, dude. I've got Cooper Kupp, A.J. Brown, Keenan Allen, Tyler Lockett, who has less value now. But I'm starting J.D. McKissick and Tony Pollard at running back. I'm desperate,
okay,
bro.
Yeah,
Christian McCaffrey's killing me.
I'm trying to get rid of Tyler Lockett. I would not be trying to get rid of Keenan Allen right now.
I don't want to, but nobody wants Tyler Lockett. They know who's throwing him the ball.
Well, just for a little bit. It certainly sounds like as soon as Russell Wilson is coming back, he's going to be immediately put back onto the field in terms of injured reserve. It's your league. It's your league, JP. I understand panic, especially at the running back position. But
I mean, dude,
to me, it'd be
Christian
so tough
McCaffrey
to move someone
killing
like Keenan Allen right now.
Christian McCaffrey is killing me. But, you're right. Keenan Allen's probably better than what I just offered, but we'll see what happens. We are talking with Josh Norris from Underdog Fantasy. He is the Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider. The tight end position is really unique. And there are to me, it's a position that rarely makes you but can certainly break you. What do you think of kind of the tight end position across the league? Waller's not producing like we were all kind of expecting.
Right.
Gronk's been hurt. What do you think kind of for the rest of the season?
The Darren Waller, you know, cycle that we're in right now is fascinating, because we all remember that, you know, Monday Night Football game in week one, 19 targets, yes. 10 receptions, 105 yards and a score. I mean, he dropped so many, they just were off in the first half. And then ever since then, no game of more than 8 targets in a single contest. And what we've seen is a couple tight ends pass him. Like, obviously, Travis Kelce's up at the top. But what the Atlanta Falcons have done in recent weeks in terms of turning the corner and their utilization of Kyle Pitts is impressive. Now, on one hand, you know, the pass defense that the Falcons have faced during those times have been awful. But I really do think that there is something to, hey, there's been a bye week. We can kind of adjust on the fly with new personnel and new coaching, and what do we do best? And where Kyle Pitts is being utilized, it's so different than almost every other tight end out there, because it's on from every single alignment, and it's chunk gains. I mean, it's not, you know, these short 5, 7, 10-yard receptions. It's 15 yards, it's 17 yards, it's 25 yards. And that he can win, you know, physically, that he can win with elusiveness, that he can win with body control and at the catch point, all of it as a whole. I mean, he's on pace to break, you know, Mike Ditka's receiving yards record, which has been held for 60 years. 60 years in the modern day NFL for receiving record is pretty incredible. So it's Travis Kelce, Kyle Pitts, and really Mark Andrews as the three moving forward for me at the tight end position.
We have Kyle Pitts, so good stuff there. when you look at the Washington football team, where is their value in fantasy? Which player has any value?
Well, always Terry McLaurin. Now, it's hot and cold right now with Terry McLaurin, because he's such an incredible football player, but the strain and how much effort he has to put into a lot of these catches are incredible. I mean, he's so good. I will say this week, with the Denver Broncos, this is a team that obviously historically has been known for their defense, and that's where their head coach's mind has been. But they're not good at defense. I mean, they've been really poor as of recent weeks, and dropped to like the bottom quarter, the bottom third in defensive DVOA on both sides.
So, Norris, it's interesting. We just did a whole segment on, if you just look at their ranks, their season ranks, they're really high. But a lot of that is because they dominated against the Jets and the Jags.
Right. So, like, look at the recent totals they've given up. 406 yards to the Ravens, 391 yards to the Steelers, 426 yards to the Raiders, and 376 yards to the Browns. A Browns team that we talked about was led by D'Ernest Johnson, that was led by Case Keenum, that, you know, Odell Beckham's still not doing anything for, right? And so many first downs in those games, too. So it's odd. And now you don't probably have Von Miller, who was a DNP on Wednesday. So, to me, the value this week, and they've been struggling throughout the entire season, is the running game. So hopefully Brandon Scherff can come back and I will return to practice. I have no idea about Sam Cosmi. And that's obviously an area where Washington has struggled with, you know, sustaining a full game of Antonio Gibson, then obviously the red zone fumble last week. But if that's an area where this team can attack, that, you know, doesn't have to rely on the high variance nature of the quarterback position, despite obviously him still having the confidence to make plays outside of structure, I think that's how and the avenue for Washington to win that game this week.
Norris, I wanted to ask you about Jalen Hurts. I don't know that his actual performance is very good, and I don't know how long that leash will be in Philly, because they did trade for Gardner Minshew. But the flip side is, as a fantasy quarterback, he's been really good. What do you make of kind of the job security for Jalen Hurts in Philly?
Well, the job security is not good. I mean, I think for the entire scope of the 2021 season, and this was pretty obvious even heading into it, it was all about the 2022 season in terms of the draft picks that this team has, in terms of evaluating the quarterback position. And while you're mentioning it, like, the first three quarters of every single game look absolutely brutal. There's no flow. There's no ability to sustain. And that's even with, like, Devontae Smith, in my opinion, winning downfield all the time at the top of his routes, creating separation. But it's weird. Like, 64% of his throws are just to the right side of the field, and so many of those are, like, the short right and short intermediate areas. Like, they're funneled to this area. And if I can see that, if you can see that, then defenses can see that, too. But to your point, Jalen Hurts is number two in quarterback scoring this week on a points-per-game basis, only behind Tom Brady. So it's like this weird dichotomy that we find ourselves in. But I'm with you. I mean, as this goes along, obviously with the Miles Sanders injury and so many other concerns on that team right now, it wouldn't be shocking at all if we just see them look in a different direction at the quarterback position as we move forward.
What, is that person on their roster, or are they going to have to look outside like we feel they're going to have to do here in Washington?
Oh, I think it'll – for this season, it will be inside that organization. But it's this dynamic on the team where nothing is working and nothing is easy. And I think part of that, obviously, is Jalen Hurts, because the quarterback can mask so many of those issues oftentimes. Mm-hmm. But some of it has to be the play calling as well, and just like highlighting the strengths of the team and trying to put something out there, a package, a situation that works out. And it's just not. And it's consistent in that way, despite, you know, investing so much along that offensive line and so much at the wide receiver position. Now you're kind of playing with 10 people, in my opinion, when Jalen Reagor is out there. But there's like, you know, multiple ways this team can win. Like Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith are two really good talents, and maybe those two players emerge as we go down the stretch.
It's interesting. I think Philly, especially if it doesn't happen now and it gets to the offseason, I think Philly could be a real dog in the hunt for Deshaun Watson, considering that's an organization now that took Michael Vick a number of years ago and was willing to kind of deal with the the PR that came with that.
For sure.
All right. So, Norris.
A few things on that, JP, real quick.
Sure.
What is over the head of that whole dynamic is the no trade clause for Deshaun Watson. And I've seen a couple mentions from like Chris Mortensen that he is not going to sign off on Philadelphia, you know, and which is interesting because like it's a winning team. It has a lot of talent. And right now, Miami is the only one that he has firmly said yes. Now, there have been other reports, obviously, this week that he'd open it up and so on and so forth. Yeah. But man, that's always such a difficult conversation to have with Deshaun Watson. But it kind of makes my skin crawl in some ways that a quarterback who doesn't want to play on his own team right now, who obviously has the 22 allegations against him at this moment, is also able to choose the place that he's going to ultimately, which is, again, just this weird cycle that we're in with the and it's inevitable, too. It's not like it's something that might happen or might not. It's inevitable for him to get traded.
All right, Norris, it's time for the main event. My team coming in at 6-1 in second place in our league against B. Mitch's team. He's in fourth place at 4-3.
5-3 after this weekend.
All right, so the Yahoo says B. Mitch is the favorite by damn near 13 points. They have him projected for 128.9, me projected for 115.8. B. Mitch's highest scoring projection is Dak Prescott. Mine is Jalen Hurts. I'll give you the lineups real quick, Norris. Hurts, Kupp, Lamb, Gibson, Mike Davis, Dallas Goedert, Steph Diggs, Nick Folk, and the Cards defense tonight against Dak, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon, Kyle Pitts, Cordarrelle Patterson, Bass, and the KC defense.
We might get 170 points this week.
I mean, Beamish's team looks loaded.
It does. So Cordarrelle Patterson right now is one of the more fun players in the NFL. And it really is what makes the NFL great, is this guy at 30 years old finally finding his form with the Atlanta Falcons. And what the Falcons, and I kind of opened this with Kyle Pitts, what they've realized is, hey, our offensive line can't bully anyone. And what we're going to do is just put speed on the field and, you know, put Cordarrelle Patterson out there like 25 snaps at wide receiver and 30 snaps at running back. And we're just going to get these guys the ball out in space. I really think that Falcons team has turned the corner a little bit. Again, I mentioned after the bye. And then Aaron Jones could be massive for you tonight. Your week might hinge on Aaron Jones, because obviously without Devontae Adams, without Alan Lazard, I truly believe a 20-25 touch performance from Aaron Jones, not just out of the backfield, but getting he and A.J. Dillon on the field at the same time and putting him at wide receiver is going to be a real focal point where Aaron Rodgers is going to have to play inside the structure of the offense more and more. So Aaron Jones could be the key for you to win this week.
Norris, you think B. Mitch takes me down this week?
Yes, I do, JP. Even though, you know, the history of you know, being on a fantasy football TV show, I will never forget that, JP. That was you before it was me. You might go down to the new fantasy football expert, which is B. Mitch at this time.
Very, very true. All right, Norris, thank you for the time, brother. Always appreciate it.
T, See you guys. Have a
good
one.
Take care, Josh.
That was Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider Josh Norris. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to make us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Josh on the Underdog Football Show, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcast. Here's what we're going to do next. Me versus B-Mitch, and B-Mitch is really B-Mitch and Landfill. We got to figure out a wager for this weekend's fantasy football game. We'll take your calls if you've got any good ideas. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Thank you to Josh Norris for joining us. If anybody missed that, check him out on the podcast, or you can use the rewind function on the Odyssey app. Norris knows his stuff about this fantasy football. I'll tell you that much.
Dig if you carry all up.
You can sing it, B, if you want. We can wait.
You and I engage in a kiss. Sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture a courtyard?
This is a pretty cool story.
Oceans
here.
Oceans and violets in bloom.
Do you know that the Atlanta Braves are tied up 1-1 in the World Series right now, Brian?
Uh-huh.
On June 16th, Atlanta was 5 games under .500.
Wow.
This is a tweet from James Wagner. He says, on June 16th, Atlanta was a season low 5 games under .500. The next day, a secret weapon arrived. You want to guess what the secret weapon was?
Somebody from the Nets?
Nope.
Who?
A soft serve ice cream machine.
Oh, Lord.
And there's a quote. It says, when they brought that into the clubhouse, it was like magic.
So that's the secret weapon. Don't go pay $30 million for a pitcher. Just get you like a $400 ice cream soft serve machine.
Put no it in your big hitter.
Yeah.
No speedster outfielder. No new analytics.
Yeah, don't follow that. That ice cream machine just happened to be there when they started to click. Let's just say that. I don't want nobody going out there talking about, yeah, man, I bought an ice cream machine. It didn't work for me.
Landfill, what do you think our ratings would be if they brought in a soft serve ice cream machine to the office?
I think they'd go up. Yeah, I think that's definitely a smart move.
Let's get CK and Ivy on the ice cream tip.
Ice cream, yeah, yeah. I'd rather I don't need a soft serve ice cream machine. I just need one of those little coolers that they have at Walmart where they keep the Bluebell ice cream in.
You love that Bluebell.
I'll do that. Yeah. Yeah.
I love soft serve. I always get the swirl where you get the chocolate and the vanilla.
Yeah, I like swirl too.
In Atlanta, in the press box in Atlanta, they serve soft serve ice cream, and they have like a fixins bar for it with sprinkles and hot fudge and caramel, those little chopped up peanuts, anything you want. It's fantastic.
You know, my favorite, I'd like to go get the little, like, where is it at? I go to
McDonald's.
Chick-fil-A.
Makes it Sunday. Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A,
sure.
Get their ice cream. I go home, I take the little, the golden Oreo, the little thin ones, and I break them up and I mix it. Man, best in the world, I'm telling you.
All right. I want to talk about something here. A. Lee on Twitter says he's predicting a landslide victory for Washington this weekend because, come on, it's Denver. Am I being overly optimistic? Maybe, but this could be the best game Washington has played this season, both on offense or defense. Flip side of that, Angry Rob says, this broken franchise might not win another game this season. If people sleep it on any game, they stupid. So people are split. Here's what I wanted to discuss.
I don't think it's split. I think it's been like that forever, JP. It's those that always think about the positive, and then we look at teams as if, oh, that team is horrible. We never, ever look at ourselves. We never look in the mirror. We just always look out.
True. True. All right. We are facing off, and the action starts tonight. B-Mitch and I. Now, B-Mitch, it's kind of a B-Mitch landfill cooperation. What do you – you're the CEO, and he's the team president. How do you function it?
No, I'm just the money behind the organization. And
you're
landfill
the team owner.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You know. So you're –
I purchase the team, and then I say, you have this, and I don't even bother him. I just let him tell me what it is. He comes to me every once in a while and tell me what we're doing.
You're Robert Kraft, and landfill is Bill Belichick.
I don't micromanage. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the matchup starts tonight because I have the Cardinals' defense, at least right now I do. You have Aaron Jones going tonight. So, I mean, tonight
And you all just lost J.J. Watt for the year, your defense.
Yeah, that's tough. So, I mean – tonight matters. Even if I change out my defense, you're still going to have your stud running back going tonight. So
yeah, you should give up your defense for tonight.
Yeah. So the matchup.
And then you
starts
go get some garbage defense
tonight.
And they score 50 on some other place.
I think we should have a fun bet on this.
Okay.
And I know my proposal is if Washington wins.
What's that?
Or not if Washington wins. If my team wins. If Akon Friday wins.
Okay. What is it?
So, my boy Jamie Mottram from Breaking
T. So, in other words,
T.
Jaden gave you something. You didn't figure it out yourself?
No. I just came up with this idea. I think it's funny. So, my boy sends me Breaking T does all those really cool T-shirts for kind of in-the-moment sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent out a bunch of Heinicke T-shirts. Especially
not doing
after
it.
I haven't even finished my sentence.
I'm not wearing no Heinicke T-shirt.
If I beat you in fantasy, you have to put on the Heinicke shirt and I take a picture with you.
I'm not doing that. I don't wear shirts to people that pay me. I think I'm going to wear a shirt to somebody that not paying me.
You're a 2-touchdown favorite in this game.
I don't care. I'm not wearing no damn T-shirt. We can make it something that's going to be fun. That is fun. No. Uh-uh. I'd rather buy you a damn few drinks than wear a T-shirt.
T-shirt bets are the best. Do you remember the
me,
picture
I don't
when
wear
I got Colt McCoy wearing my Maryland
that
shirt?
Help me get my life the way it is. And you think I'm going to wear a T-shirt or Heinicke?
Do you have any ideas then for a bet? Now, listen, you could make me wear some outrageous shirt if you win.
No, you wear outrageous shirts already. That wouldn't be doing nothing to you.
I'm wearing a gray hoodie. I don't think I wear much outrageous
you
gear.
You wear any T-shirt that you get.
Okay.
I don't.
All right, what is your idea?
I dress up too much to wear. I mean, we're going to put a wager on it. Let's make it something like fun, like drinks or something like that.
See, I think the T-shirt is way more fun than drinks. We go out for drinks all the time.
No, we don't. You always say we're going to go out for drinks, and then you always find a way to cancel.
That is not true.
It is.
We went out for drinks.
When?
Tuesday.
When we played golf?
Tuesday at MGM. We sat and had a few drinks.
We went for a meeting. That had nothing to do with just us going for drinks.
All right, last week we went to Walter's and just had a couple drinks.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
That was not 3 weeks ago. Last week we went and played golf.
Yeah,
we had a couple drinks.
3 weeks ago we went to Walter's.
Okay, then last week we played golf.
But I'm talking about drink, like some expensive drinks.
Oh, my God. Landville, what do you want the bet to be?
We're going to go to the Bourbon place, the Bourbon Boulevard over there in Chantilly. That's where we're going to go.
I'm sleeping at your house.
Well, that's fine. I mean, there's no problem with that.
Landville, what do you think the bet should be?
The Bourbon Boulevard sounds good to me.
What if I bring you a Heinicke T-shirt?
No, I'm good.
You guys are a real ball of laughs. Cody, at least confirm that my idea was good.
I've known B-Mitch for a couple months now. I don't think he wears T-shirts around. This man always looks really good, and you're saying, let's put him in a T-shirt.
It's a T-shirt bet. He's just got to put it on for a picture.
But we want to drink. We want to have some fun. Like, T-shirts.
We're not 40 and old like you, old fogey.
Well, wait a second. Whose side are you on, Cody? You're with them now? No.
I can't name one player on your team, but I can name most of their team. So...
What, just because Lamphill talks your ear about it in the aquarium?
Yeah, I'm like the scouting department.
So it's three against one?
Yeah, like every other day here.
Hey, you never
that's
hear
true.
With us
Everybody's
anyway.
Against me at all
you
times.
Always by yourself doing your own thing, so what the hell? How will we be with you?
Well, yes. All right, no bet. Straight action. I'm going to kick your guys' ass. That's my plan. Somehow, Mike Davis is going to outscore Joe Mixon.
Hey, you know what we're going to do? Once you lose, we're going to make you put on a T-shirt. We'll decide what T-shirt we want you to wear.
No, you got to set up the bet now. If you won't do a T-shirt, I'm not doing a
T-shirt. This is not a bet. This is making you do something, son.
You're just going to hold me down and put a T-shirt on me? That's what I have to do with my two-year-old.
You going to tell me we can't?
I'm not going to tell you can't. I think it's kind of weird that that's what you want to do. Yeah. I think we could have a fun bet or not.
We don't want it to be fun. We want it to just be like demoralizing.
Yeah, but that's kind of weird. That doesn't really seem like the spirit of what I was going
for. Of course the person that's going to be demoralized don't think it's like fun.
JP, when we win this thing, we're going to go down to the labor board and get the hip thruster.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. All right, man. You guys are talking big S. We'll see what happens. You guys are talking big S, and
I am
6-1, and you're 4-3.
But you're the one that started it up.
I wanted to make a fun bet about it. Now you want to beat me up, chain me to a wall, put a T-shirt on me, and let me get hip thrust.
Nobody ever said that we wanted to beat you up and chain you to a wall. Chain was never there. Beat you up was never there. We just say, hold you down and put the T-shirt of our liking on you.
And then Lamphill wanted me to get hip thrusted.
He said we're going to call the hip thruster. We didn't say we're going to hip thrust you.
I mean, what else is that dude going to do?
No.
He shows up for two reasons, to chew gum and thrust hips, and he's all out of gum.
He just walk in and say, look, I don't like this channel.
I'd like to clarify, I do want you to get hip thrusted on, just to be clear.
Perfect. I've never wanted to win a fantasy football matchup more than I do now. Ricky Tippett on Twitter says, the easiest bet among friends is a dozen Pro Vs. How about that?
I'm not buying something that I know he's going to lose.
B-Mitch is just not a fun bet maker.
I will get you a dozen. Hell with that, Ricky. I'm going to get JP 60 pinnacles.
I don't want pinnacles.
Well, that's what
Keep
you need.
Your pinnacles.
As much as you hit them into the water and to the right and left and hooking, you need to get the cheapest ball you can get.
So this is inaccurate. And I saw your comment on my Instagram.
You a shank master. Come on now.
No, I'm not. Like I'm not a good golfer by any stretch. By any imaginable stretch. I am not a good golfer.
You don't shank the ball?
I don't lose a lot of balls, though.
I would disagree.
I bet in a round of golf, like, dude, playing Whistling Straits, which is really hard and has Lake Michigan there for half of it.
Yeah, caddies with you there.
Yeah, but it's still, I'm hitting it.
Yeah, but
I bet I lost.
They found all your balls that you hit in weird places.
I mean, I'm telling you, I'm a bad golfer, but I don't, like, typically when you lose a lot of balls is off the tee. I don't lose a lot of balls off the tee. I can hit my driver okay. And then, like, I mean, I miss greens, and then I end up in sand traps, and then I eight putt. But, like, I don't shank it all that often.
We get some Pro Vs. We'll bet a dozen Pro Vs.
I don't care. We don't have to make that bet. I was more responding to your Instagram comment saying that I'm a shank
master.
You
are a shank master. And then you said, okay, yes, I am, but I did not. I haven't played
Manor in a while. My beef with that guy on Instagram claimed that he was behind me at Manor Country Club watching me shank. And my only point to that guy was, I haven't played Manor in probably 3 or 4 years.
So in other words, you admit to shanking, you just you didn't do it at Manor.
That guy said he saw me shanking it at Manor this summer. That guy's incorrect.
I saw you shanking it when we played together.
When did I hit a legit shank? Like, a shank is what Cody almost killed Ahmet with.
No,
I didn't hit a shank.
That was a murderer. That was a murdank.
But, dude, a shank is like a dead right or shot, right?
I saw you do a couple of those at, what's it called, Shinny?
Did I hit a legit shank?
Yep.
Okay. I don't believe you, but I was like, I don't hit those that often.
I say, dude, you just got to get better with that damn wedge because you hit bad shots with your wedges. And you hit great shots with your driver and long iron. That is weird to me.
Yeah, I'm a weird guy.
Well,
I hit a terrible shank. Listen, this summer in the congressional member, in the shootout, we won our flight, and then I hit a god-awful shank in the shootout. So, like, I can hit them. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I know we got to go to break, Lanfield, but B-Mitch and I are fighting about golf like we always do.
I'm not fighting. I'm just getting you riled up. This is so much fun. You're like the little brother that always just, you're like a big mouth bass. You just bite for it. You always fall for the bait.
I want to explain that the current trajectory for the Washington football team, the strategy to acquire a quarterback, has major flaws. And I'll give you a very easy and very disturbing comparison when we return right here at 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. In about 12 minutes, we'll be joined by Washington rookie linebacker Jamin Davis, who is coming off probably his best game. We all know he got beaten coverage against tight end for a touchdown, but I think most importantly, he stayed on the field. He was repeatedly on the field damn near the whole game, and I think that's the best way for a young man to learn is get out there and see what's coming. B. Mitch, I am completely inundated by spiders out here. They're all over my computer, my Comrex. I mean, I swear I give off whatever the cologne you wear that people like so much, I give off that same smell to spiders. I don't know why.
I don't know if that is that a good smell?
Probably not. I don't know.
Hey, if you wore cologne, I bet those spiders wouldn't come bother you.
So I don't know what this means.
That could be our bet. You wear cologne for a week. Help us out.
And you don't?
Yeah. I use my body spray then.
All right. I will wear cologne for a week if I lose.
Okay.
Also, a couple more on the shank topic. Again, I'm not claiming to be a good golfer, but Mitch Tischler texted me. He's listening to the show, and he just played with me at Whistling. He said, zero shanks. This is the round I just played last week. He said, zero shanks, a few skulls from off the green and in the sand, but no shanks. Like, I mess up plenty. I just don't shank it. That's my point.
Tell Mitch nobody cared what he says. He played bad golf, too.
No, Mitch played pretty well at Whistling.
He played bad golf, too.
He shot a 42 on the front. My boy Brian Miller tweeted me. He said, dude, I've seen you play 18 and shotgun at least 8 beers with 0 shanks. So thank you to Miller. And then Big Baller 23, who I've never even met in person, just said, you definitely shank, bro.
Hey, man. You have a couple of friends that's trying to take care of you. They're doing just what most fans do with the Washington football team. They're pacifying. They're not telling you the truth, so you're not trying to improve. I'm going to tell you, you're a shanker. If you shank, if you shank 2 times, you're a shanker.
I don't shank twice in a round, dude. I'm a bad golfer, but I'm not a shanker.
You shank twice in a round when I saw you play before.
Not true. Landfill, was I shanking when we all played?
Okay, I said you did 2 times in a round. I didn't say you do it every round.
You hit the ball into the Potomac.
No, I didn't.
No, that was Cody.
Yeah, that was Cody. But
I did see 2 shanks before.
A shank is when a ball goes 90 degrees right. I don't do that.
It doesn't have to go 90 degrees to be a shank.
It's got to go, it's got to be 75 degrees or greater.
You've done that before, JP.
Have I done that before? Yes. I don't do that consistently,
and you also
though.
Find balls out of bounds and tell me you found it is good. So,
good,
I mean.
God, that was like 4 years ago at this
No,
point.
That wasn't. That was just last year.
Time goes fast when you're having fun. I mean, God, it's always 3-1. Scott Creek says he's on hold with a wager idea. I actually like our wager idea.
Let's talk to Scott Creek.
Is he on there? Pull him up if he's there.
Well,
Scott, are you there?
Hey, guys. Happy Halloween.
All right.
Here's the idea. Both teams designate 3 players that are coachable. The winner gets to choose a player from the loser's team, and then the loser team sends back some bum. There you go. Put some more action on it.
Oh, so you want it to be like a trade comes out of this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a Survivor type thing. I don't know. Landfill, as the coach of this squad, that seems a little heavy duty to me. What do you think?
Yeah, you can have the Chiefs defense.
Fine. You can have Nyheim Hines.
Who?
No, we're not doing that. Listen, I will wear cologne if I lose. I will wear cologne for a week. Brian, you're going to have to loan me one of your 8,000 bottles.
Well, I'll buy your own. I'll buy you a special one.
And then you are not allowed to wear cologne all week if you lose.
That's going to be hard as hell. My wife will be like, look, was something wrong or something?
I want to see if you can do it for like one day. It'll be funny. All right, here's what we got to do. Washington football team, rookie linebacker, first rounder, 19th overall pick, Jamin Davis, joins the program next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.